So, Linda, really sweet, but a bit, I don't know, would you say naive?
Yeah, naive will do. She's, I'd like to say sweet but simple. Why?
Well, we were in the lunchroom at work, and I'm telling everyone how they arrested a guy for hurting a bald eagle last week. And she's all, but why is that illegal? So I gently explain how it's the national bird, and so it's illegal to hunt or interfere with them. And she thinks for a minute and gets this really concerned look on her face.
Oh no.
Oh, you have no idea what's coming. She gets this really concerned look and says, but the maple is the national tree of Canada.
Oh, okay.
We're like, yeah. And she practically cries, but
Oh
I
my God. Did you explain it?
later. Fortunately, we didn't stand around laughing at the poor thing, but because then Eddie said, if maple is the national syrup of Canada, what's the American national syrup? And Cynthia, as that super quick dry wit,
Yeah.
she goes, duh, high fructose corn syrup.
It's funny because it's true.
Right?
Did you see her new nails?
Who, Cynthia? I know, amazing, right?
I honestly don't know how she does it. She should make like a TikTok or something.
Oh my God, I know. She is so talented.
Oh my God, Sarah, would you look at this guy? I love him, but he drives me crazy sometimes. Babe, can you just sit still? Sarah and I are trying to have a chat here. You've been up and down like six times. Hun, I know you don't know the people we're talking about, be an adult and try practicing your patience. You're wandering the restaurant like a bored child. People are starting to notice.
Oh, Jessica, don't worry about it. I'm sure our chit chat is boring. He probably wants to go watch the game or something. Is there a game
Sarah,
today?
that's very kind, but you know men. If you don't take a firm hand, things are going to get out of control. Did you see him inspecting the wall art for 15 minutes? It's frankly embarrassing and unacceptable. Babe, sit down. Now. Good boy.
Did you just call him a good boy? Whoa.
Oh, he likes to be called a good boy, don't you, babe?
Really?
Well, he's pretending to be all above it to save face in front of you, but I'm quite confident that if you put your hand right here, you'd notice the effect good boys have on him. Yep, he's a pretty simple creature, aren't you, pet?
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for Mr. Can't Sit Still over here, he hasn't been behaving like a good boy all lunch. He's been restless and disruptive with all the up and downs and bored sighs. Not okay, babe. Now, Sarah and I are trying to have a nice chat. What are we going to have to do to keep you in your seat and let us talk?
Oh my God, Jessica, are you? Did you just open his pants? Here? There's like people everywhere. You're crazy.
Sorry, is it gross to lick my hand? I need a bit of moisture. Probably not COVID safe or whatever, but then neither is stroking this hard cock at the dining table. Look, I'm not worried. He knows how to be a good boy and keep still when he has to. And we're tucked away in the back here. This atrium is almost a private room since that table left. This will keep him quiet and hopefully still, so I don't have to take him out of the restaurant like a crying baby. Isn't that right, babe? You'll be still for me, won't you?
I've always admired your way with men. Jesus. It has been so long since I... Well, you know, I guess I'm just not the kind of girl men are looking for.
Oh, hun, don't be so hard on yourself. You're busy. You're a professional and you work hard, too hard. You don't have time for all that Tinder nonsense.
No, I know. I'm not, like, trying to throw a pity party or anything. It's just, sometimes I wish there was a handy guy around to help me out a bit. You know, just when I need a helping hand, I guess.
Oh, yes, I definitely know. Might not exactly be the hand you're looking for, though.
God, tell me about it.
Well, look, no one's looking. I don't think anyone's noticed me stroking Mr. Squirmy's cock over here. Have they, babe? No one's noticed your slack jaw and panting breath while I stroke this hard cock up and down under the table. I'm very proud of you for staying still for once. Sarah, I could put him under the table for you if you wanted.
Under the table? What? I don't...
Under the table? You know, to give you that helping hand or whatever.
Wait, what? Here?
Sweetheart, you need a bit of release. This man-child definitely needs a bit of behavioral correction. I'm not sure rewarding him with a handjob is really sending the right message. Is it, babe? No, no, it's not. Having me tug on your fat balls and run my fingers lightly around the head and then quickly jerk up and down how you love it. That's not teaching you to behave better, is it?
I mean, I'm not sure. That is, I could use some, but there's people here. And I don't want to cause a scene, do I?
Well, you definitely don't have to do anything you don't want to. This would be a favor to me. You're facing away from the restaurant, and we're almost in a private room. I definitely think we can get away with it. I'd let you know if anyone was coming. But it's up to you.
Well, I... Jeez. I like to. I just... I... Okay, yes. I'd like that. If that's okay.
Oh, Sarah, you're such a sweetie. It's okay. I lend them out to friends all the time. Don't worry, it'll be fine. You scooch down a bit and get comfy, and Mr. Squirmy and I are going to have a little talk. Okay, babe. You and I both know you haven't been the best boy you can be today. I do appreciate that you came with me, and I know it isn't thrilling talk. But Sarah is important to me, and I wanted to have some quality time with her. And you know you were being disruptive. Maybe hoping I'd give up and just go home? Yes? Right. Not exactly the good boy I expect. So this is what's going to happen. You're getting under the table, and you're pulling your pants down. Yes? And you're getting your face into what I am completely confident will be a delicious pussy for you, and you are going to perform at maximum level. Do you understand? Good. Now, I have your plug and some lube here in my purse. While you're focusing on helping Sarah relax, I'm going to lube it up, and it's going you know where. You are not to touch yourself. Tell me you understand. Look me in the eye and tell me. Good boy. If you do what I asked, how I've asked, there may be some dessert for you. Or for one of us afterwards. Say yes, miss. Good boy. Get under the table now. No one's looking. Good job. Now the pants. Underwear, too. Ready?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, look, you can stop whenever and I'll keep an eye out for you. But these tablecloths, no one's gonna see a thing, really.
Okay, yeah, do I? Oh, sorry, I didn't. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, this is. This is okay.
I have to get this little toy ready, but you tell him what you want. I'm very confident he'll be compliant. Won't you, babe? You like to do what you're told. I know you do. Especially if I rub that hard cock and balls with my foot while you do it. You like that, don't you? Shush. No moaning under the table. Just be a good boy and lick like you're told. Toy's almost ready. And no groaning when I put it in either.
God, that's good. Yes. Right there. Just like that. Oh, can you keep circling your tongue?
Don't ask him, just tell. Just tell him what you want to do. He'll do it.
Oh, okay. Well, like that. Lick around my clit. Like, not right on it. Just around it, please. Or not please, just do it. Just do it like that.
Yeah, more or less. You'll get the hang of it. Just keep breathing and try not to be too loud.
Oh, fuck. Oh, there. Push your tongue in. Oh, man, I. Oh, I needed this.
I know, hon. You enjoy. I just have to duck down there and get this plug in. He always gets nervous when I start, so don't let him slack off.
Keep going. Keep that tongue thrusting. Fuck. Shit. No. God, you have a talented tongue. Oh, keep working around the clit just like that. Holy fuck. Oh, shit.
There, my good boy is all plugged. And that means I can use my feet.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means we can do braking gas pedals. You want more?
God, yes.
Then I just push on the end of the plug a bit. Feel that?
Fuck.
Shush. Yeah, you do. And if we want him to slow down, I use the other foot like this on his leaky, hard cock. See?
It is like driving a car. Can you steer him a bit to the right? Oh, yes, right there. Don't you fucking stop.
Sarah, shh. The waitress is coming.
So I told them to buy more flowers.
It's okay, she's going to the kitchen.
Fuck. Stay right there. Oh, lick around on my clit now. Suck on it. Don't fucking stop.
That's the spirit. Feel that, babe? That's my toes around the plug handle. Get her off, and I'm gonna move this a little in. How? Sarah, is that working? I'll take that as a yes. Okay, babe. You need to get a wiggle on before somebody notices. Get that pussy and make her come.
Ah. my God. Oh my God. How I could kiss you, both of you.
You deserved it, babe. It's clear for now. Wipe off your face, pull your pants up, but leave the plug in and leave them open. Cock out. Yeah? You know how it is with pets, right? You have to, what's it called? Positive reinforcement. Well, same here. He did a good job, so I'm going to need to reinforce compliance with a little treat. It's a chore, but what can I do?
So you're gonna... What?
Well, if Mr. Fidget can sit here long enough, I'm going to give him a little treat. You know.
You're gonna blow him? Here? At the table? I don't know why I'm surprised. But I am. Jesus, that's hot.
Well, I mean, if you want...
No, thank you. You go right ahead. I think I've done my crazy experimenting for the day.
No problem, hon. Honestly, it's a necessary chore. Like dusting. Or feeding the puppy.
Uh-huh.
All settled, babe. Like that? Like my hand playing up and down this hard, achy cock? I think you do.
I think you can be certain. Look at his face. He's almost cross-eyed.
Okay, the coast is clear. Excuse me while I slip down there. Keep talking to him. He knows he can't come until I say, but if you keep talking, it'll give him something to focus on. Especially if it's dirty talk.
Dirty dog. Okay. How does that feel? It looks like it feels pretty good.
Fuck, he's leaking pre-cum all over the place. See if you can make him come before he has permission.
Oh, what a good boy. Giving up all that pre-cum. Oh, he does like his good boys, doesn't he? That's right. I called you a good boy. You know, I did notice when you sat down that your eyes drifted to my cleavage. Is that why you kept getting up and down? Were you trying to sneak a peek? No, of course not. You aren't interested in my blouse at all, are you? Like now, if I lean over... Like this. And what if the next button, oops, comes undone like this? Now you can really see my tits. Are you saying you're not interested? Because your eyes sure are having a hard time looking away.
Whatever you're doing, it's working. He's bucking up into my mouth. Which I thought we had worked out of your system with that paddle. Stop it. Don't make me squeeze these heavy balls. Better.
Gosh, it's hot. Maybe an ice cube? Like this? Across my chest? Oops. Look at that. A water drip just ran straight down my boob, right onto my nipple. Look how hard it's getting. No one's looking, right? Maybe I can do one more button and run this ice cube right over the nipple. That feels so cold, but so hot. And look at the water on my fingers. I better lick them all off.
Ooh, it's working. His legs are tensing and his feet are all scrunched up in his shoes. I swear to God, if you make him come before I allow it, you can take him home for the weekend.
Whoa, that is an offer, but I kinda used my bag of tricks up already. Unless you think my hard nipples are excited? You ate me out so good. My hot pussy is a mess. It is still so wet. Do you hear that? That's my fingers in my pussy. Fuck, that feels so good. I'm so wet. Sloppy wet. For you. You did that. You made me come so hard and made my pussy feel so good. Do you hear it? A mess. See? My fingers covered and tastes so sweet too. Here, open your mouth. Go on, open it. Take my fingers. Like that?
Jesus, he's shaking.
I can see you do.
What's he doing?
He's licking my fingers and oh my God. There's an actual tear rolling down his cheek. I don't think he can take it.
Poor babe. It's okay. Don't cry, hun. You've been good. I'm gonna let you come. You did a good job. Go on. You can come. Right here. Come in my mouth. That's it. Good boy. Give me all that cum. Pump that out. Good job.
He looked like he was about to pass out. Oh, welcome back.
It was hot down there. Now, hun, you did good. Really, such a good boy. I swallowed for you. Yeah, rare treat. But come give me a kiss. I might have saved just a bit. Come on now, kiss me. There you go. That's a good boy. You can zip up now, but the plug stays in. And you are going to sit there nicely and let us finish our chat. No up and down, no wandering. Yes? Good boy. You all right, hon?
Yeah, thank you. Seriously, thank you. Both of you. That was, well, it was certainly something. But what would you have done if the waitress noticed?
Easy, I would have said, I'll have what she's having.